Hello everyone, it's Yana here, gentlemen. It's the 11th of October today. I'm just walking to work. I walked up from drop-off yesterday chatting with a friend and then completely forgot to record something the rest of the way. Oh well, probably wasn't that important then. Just trying to organise Halloween this morning because it's an insect day because it's on the Monday. But back in school week, I think over the last few years we were a bit spoiled because it was during the holidays, and then it was on a Friday and then on a Saturday, which was particularly good because all the dads could come along. Usually we just meet at somebody's house, feed the kids, and then go out trick-or-treating. But this year, so first insect day, and then we've actually got all our Monday evening activities, and it's going to be a bit late to go trick-or-treating, especially if they've got school next day. So we're just trying to organise something, see how we can do this. The kids have organised their costumes, so I'm assuming we're going to have to do something. Even though Amelia was very generous, I was quite surprised actually. She said that she got her costume from last year out, and she said, "Oh, actually, I could wear this again. I just don't want the face paint; it's too itchy." I was quite surprised because usually she doesn't do the same costume twice in a row. Mind you, it was so big last year, and this year I had to take the skirt up, it was too long, she would have tripped over it, and this year she can still get away with it. Get a bit more wear out of that one. I'm quite pleased about that. Otherwise still tired. I think it's easing off a bit this week, there's not too much going on. I say that, we still have something every single afternoon after school, but I think there's not too much going on in the evenings, which is a bonus. And I had my last full governing body meeting last night. That's going to be something else that's not going to take up my time anymore. Otherwise it's been quite, well, I don't know, it's just busy. There's always something to do, I guess. I'll also have to find out what the procedure is for booking flights at work. Because believe it or not, I've never been on a business trip before. It wasn't necessary. This is going to be my first one in November. I don't know, still busy. Also, very cold. Having said that, it must get warmer because it's got all cloudy. When I started off this morning, it was lovely. Blue sky and really crisp. Really sort of a lovely October morning. It's still very cold though, so I must admit I've put my winter coat back on. And I'm really glad because it's got big pockets. It's always a bit of a pain with the summer clothes, especially dresses, because they don't have on skirts, they don't have pockets. It's always a bit, where do I put my phone and everything? That means I have to take a bag and completely dress up like a lady. Whereas, like this, I can just stuff everything in my big pockets and I'm good to go. Perfect. So, that's what we're doing. I don't know. Like I said, there's lots going on, but I'm finding it difficult at the moment to sort of pick something mildly interesting or entertaining to tell you about. It'll probably all come back to me later, as soon as I've switched off, as usual. I shall leave it here, and wish you a good week, because of course, I suppose I could tell you about we went out for dinner with the mums on Friday, and my friend and I were a bit early, and we noticed that our resident picture gallery, there's that horse and cart, two horses, one cart, going into Buck's house. That's funny. I do wonder what they deliver. I did take a picture of them before, so interesting. So it turns out our resident art gallery that I'd never been in, it still looks a bit like an art gallery, but it's been turned into a wine bar. They're delivering beef eaters. Who'd have known? It's a consignment of beef eaters in there. And it was me thinking it's going to be lovely cheese and things. Oh gosh, I still can't get used to that skyline over there. That's just weird. Well, it's getting cold now, so I'm going to have to put off my trip down there to the south side of London to next year to go around and have a proper look, because I've not been there for literally years, and they've built all these buildings in the meantime. Anyway, wine bar. Yes. It's a wine bar with a difference. They've got some pictures in there, some proper art, so you can still go around and look at pictures, but while you're doing that, you can sip some wine. And they've got the wine on tap, so you can get your own. So you get like a little prepaid card, and then it's like a vending machine, so you just have to put your glass in, and then you can see what the wines are, and then you just press the button depending on whether you want just a sip to try it, or a little glass or a big glass. We didn't have time to do that. We just had a flavoured Prosecco, which I'd never had before, but it was yummy. You can just swan around with your wine, and then when you need topping up, you just go back and do the same again, or try something else, or whatever. So it's all self-service, but pretty cool, I thought. That's the other thing we're arranging. We're arranging a date to go back and try that properly. And it wasn't too bad on a Friday night, so hopefully on a Saturday it won't be too bad either. It just really appealed, going round and looking at art while sipping wine. So that's what I've been up to. So I will leave it here, because I'm nearly out of time anyway. Wish you all a good week, and see you soon. Bye for now.